Begin the current daven itself, Rosh Hashanah, Dav Gimel, begin the days, begin the Tzimtzum, begin the words of the Gemara, L'minyan Achrina. Maybe it's for some other accounting. As I explain, L'shom Ma'isa Shaya, maybe there was some story, some narrative that happened, but it's not necessarily that this would be a raya that we're talking about the same years. So one thing says is L'tach Shasta, but the other one doesn't say. And then that's the Gemara's question, is saying that how do you know that it's talking about the same 20th year, to ask this question that the Gemara is asking about which one came first. Now, since today is actually Yerushalmi Deicha, the Yerushalmi actually rejects this by saying, the truth is that for the non-Jewish kings, they actually do come from Nisan. I declare be Kislev, and you're saying that it's in Kislev, Mekorlesh Nas Esrim, and Mekorlesh Ben Nisan Mechul, and still Esrim, which was the proof that we have from Rav Chisda. We see that obviously Nisan is not Rosh Hashanah for the non-Jewish kings. So Tais says that Yerushalmi gars. Yerushalmi brings, in way of explanation, how the Yerushalmi tries to explain that it's not a difficulty, that the machlokes is regarding the Gentile kings, if we come from Nisan or Tishrei, which sounds like it's related to the parallel machlokes regarding the years of the world, that we come from Nisan or Tishrei. So, according to the one that says we come from Nisan, which like Yeshua, that the Nisan Yivra Olam, and also holds different that the Mabul will start in the year, as the Gemara says, of Yenav on the base. So he says, I exist as about in Bereishis Ches, V'yibachas V'sheish Meshan the Magaimer, that it was in the 601st year. In other words, that in the first of the first month, which the waters, etc., V'toni Olam, we learned on that, Shnas HaMabul in Olam HaMinyan, that saying no, it was 600 years, and then there was 601 when it dried up, and the year of the Mabul is not counted. In other words, that Noach was 600 before the Mabul year itself is not counted as part of the 600 years. So Yitzchak is asking, he says that if you're going to say that you count the years from Nisan, and you're going to say you're Bishua holds the Mabul start in the year, so if that's the case, the Mabul that started when 601st year, so you'd have to count Nisan after the Mabul to be 602 years for Noach, not 601. If you say that even according to Yeshua, you count the years from Tishrei, so you could say that the Mabul started here, the end of was 600 years, and Nisan at the end of the Mabul was 601. So Shlomi answers that no, you count from Nisan. The Bryce that's saying that the year the Mabul wasn't counted in the 600 years, Tiftik Rebelezer, you could say it's talking like Rebelezer, Dama Betishne, and they says the world was created in Tishrei, and therefore it's nothing to what we're discussing. According to him, it started in Macheshvan, and you actually count the years from Nisan, and it comes out that the Mabul started in Cheshvan, and Tishrei was the end of the Mabul. The first was Tishrei, and then comes Cheshvan, so it was in the 601st year of Noach, where the year started over Nisan. But according to Yeshua, holds that Mabul started in Iyar, he would disagree and explain that the Mabul year was also from the count in the beginning of the 600 year that Mabul started, and the next year in Nisan, then it became 601. But then Yitzchak goes in the ass, he says, wait a second, but according to the one that says that we count from Nisan, Ayvok Siv, says in the Pasuk, Nechemyeli Bechaydish Nisan Shnas Esrim, which our Gemara's Pasuk, there was the month of Nisan, 20th year, and whenever it says over there in the first parak, Vibachaydish Kislev Shnas Esrim is Kislev in the 20th year, where we see that Nisan was still in the 20th year, so you see that it doesn't start a new year in Nisan. So Yishalmi answers, Tiftik Reb Elazar. We could say that this is like Reb Elazar. That what? Dama that he says, Kol Shana Shleinat Zolam Min Yoyim, any year that it wasn't at least 30 days into the year, in Mayim Maisa Shana Shleim, you don't count it as a full year. Oh, so therefore, even if Nisan is the 20th year, but since it didn't pass the 30 days of Nisan, so therefore it can't count it as a year, and but the truth is it really was the 21st year. That's how the Yishami answers the parak, and then it asks, Ayavok, Siv, it says in Shabbos, Mem, Vayibachaydish, Vayibachaydish was in the first month, Bachan Hashem is in the second, Yibachaydish, the first month, Hukam HaMishkan. So we see that even though it wasn't 30 days in the year, you call it the second year. And then Temi begin to say, Shon HaShlish, you say, you're right, it's really the third year. Lemon HaLishniya, it's only counted as the second, Yal Deshul, Nitzel HaShlish, because it didn't yet be 30 days. They might not say, Shon HaShlish, you don't count for a year. In other words, if you want to reject, and you want to push, Shon HaShlish, how you say, it was the third year, Lemon HaLishniya, and we counted only the second shleinik l'olam yom because it wasn't 30 days. Except I said the bottom of midbar v'yibushan hashem b'chadoshim as maved v'nalon ma'al mishkan v'isa b'shat hacham shenyam. That's already 50 days in. We might not say shana shleima, and it's not counted as the full year. Why wouldn't it be called the third year? Obviously, that it was the second year, even if it wasn't 30 days in, it was already called the second year. And then we're back to the question from the Pesukim of our Gemara, with therefore ultimately, so the Yerushalmi tried attempting to reject it one way, but ultimately it comes back to the question of our Gemara, which sounds like that the year does not start afresh in the month of Nisan. Tinnik says, at the beginning of the Gemara, Shnas Esam Latakshasta HaMelech, that it was in the 20th year of King Artashasta, and Yain Lefami had the wine in front of him. Now, says the Pashtun Dekra Mashma, the symbol in the Zenon Gepasik sounds like the high Udid Nechemya, Befne Artashasta HaMelech. It sounds like from this story that this story with Nechemya, which the Gemara is bringing, was in front of the King Artashasta, which is the Huda Yavish ben Esther. He's the Yavish, the son of Esther Malka, Shinim Nehabais Beyamav, which the Beis HaMikdash was built in this in his days of this Daryavish. And in this Pesukim, it sounds like that Nechemya was requesting from Daryavish to build the Beis HaMikdash. Well, that's what it says. Well, Yev Shalem, you can't say this. Why? In the 6th year of King Daryavish, the Beis HaMikdash was built. Ketzachilik says in the Pesukim, Vishataya, Beis Adana, when you finish this building, as like Gemara brings this Pesuk, B'samach Ma'isila. And the problem is, V'hach Ovdu D'hacha, this Pesuk that we're bringing over here, Vishnas Esma was in his 20th year. That the Jews were ready with tranquility and ready with confidence. So what are you, how are you saying that he's asking him to build the Beis HaMikdash? Shortly, the Gemara brings to Yisro Esra Ravo Dom Nisim Aninani that says that we count from Nisan, which is not Lamalchi Yisrael, but Kimalchi Yisrael, like the Jewish kings, and King Kasher Kurao Dodi. If that's the case, I mean, then you have a difficulty of the Pesukim. The Gemara brings a contradiction regarding do we count from him for Nisan or from Tishrei. Today's asking, but if this is talking about the 20th of the Yavish, how about like Shema Haikura Gufi? Should have asked him from this pasuk itself. Yishnas Esrim, the Gemara says, Mechai Yish Tishrei Kachashiv, where from Tishrei, because in Kislev is 20th year, Nisan is the 20th year, it sounds like that you count from Tishrei. So what we have to explain is that the pasuk of Nechemya over here, Tatach Shasta, it doesn't mean the 20th year of the Yavish, because there's no need to request regarding Yerushalayim. Rav the Halakha, this is what the pasuk is saying, that Shnas Esam Latach Shasta in the 20th year of Latach Shasta, the Kairish Rishay. We're talking about the first Kairish. Shal Pekidas, where that it was really 20 years when the first Kairish recalled to build the base of English. He was also called Latach Shasta. And actually, the Kateri of the pasuk is actually a different idea. Hamelech Dayavish Hevi Yain Lefanav, or Huba Yain Lefanav, the wine was brought in front of him. Duhu Dayavish Ben Esther. That's a different personality. That's the Yavash son of Esther. My Sazen, this story that Nechemya was standing in front of him, Bishnah Shlishas Malchus was actually the third year of his reign. Can it say like he says the Pasuk in Ezra? But the Matelis Avidus Beis Elohav Goymer. After that, they stopped doing the building of the house of God. Achnas Tartin led the Yavash Malpras until the second year of the Yavash, the king of Persia. Who Bishnah Shalish Malchus in the third year of his reign? Dibin Nechemya Lefnei Hamelach. Al-Khemis Yerushalmi for that says he spoke about the breach walls, as like he says in Sefer Ezra. That was the 20th year of the first Kairish. Kedisim Gilab Paragam, like the Gemara Megillah of Yonavim Beis, the last Kairish. You have 3 years of Kairish. It's trying to calculate the 70 years from the Chorban Beis HaMikdash for when the Jewish people were supposed to redeem from Babel. You have the 3 years of Kairish, Rabbeis Achashverosh, the 14th of Achashverosh, which time did the Yavish Ben Esther, and the 2 years of the Yavish, the son of Esther. So between them all, it's 70 years. But you see that the building of Beis HaMikdash was in the 20th year of Kairish, Ubishlish is because Nechemya ben Yair. And the third year, when Nechemya asked regarding building the city. So it comes out that it was 20 years of when Kairish had recalled regarding building it. That's one interpretation. But this is a Miyu Yesh Lefarish Dikra Kepashti. But you could really explain the Pasuk even in a simple understanding that Nechemya was speaking in front of Atachshasta, who was Daryavish, the son of Achashverosh and Esther, in the 20th year of Daryavish. Now, why is he asking regarding Yerushalayim if in the 6th year already the Beis HaMikdash was built? So this is because, yeah, the Bishnas time of the Yavish, in the 2nd year of the Yavish, they started building the Beis HaMikdash of Enigma, Benyam Bishnas, Sheish L'machus, and they finished building the Beis HaMikdash in the 6th year of his reign. But the Bano Chaim is saying, Yerushalayim, they didn't build the city walls in this gate. They owned the structure of the Beis HaMikdash. By Nesunim, Berog, Gedolah, Becherba, like our Gemara brings over here, it was in a bad state and the state of disgrace. The city walls, not the Beis HaMikdash. L'visha Akam Shalom Ma'isam, because the Gentiles plundered it. Ah, Shnas Esam, until the 20th of the Yavish, Shabikish, He asked regarding the city walls. To be able to fix the city walls, can book a girl, it's obviously in Psukim. Let's ask you, right, regarding the building of the Mesamidus, they weren't involved. Like, well, because that was already built way earlier in his reign. Tinnik says, must to begin with the Gemara, Biyim Esra Abba L'Chedish, in the 24th day of the month, Bishishi, in the 6th, Bishnas Shtaim L'Diyavish, in the 2nd year of the Yavish, Bishvis, in the 7th month, Esra Ech L'Chedish, Hedbar Hashem, in the 21st of the month, there was the word of God. Now, says Taisus, that Trey Kroinin, these are two different circumstances, one after the other ones, Miyad, Benavur Shachagi in the prophecy of Chagi. Now, says that Ve'im Efur Sham, it's not explicit over there, Mahayi Be'esim Abel HaChadish B'Shish, what was on the 24th day of the 6th month? Ve'av B'Shut Chil's Parsha, even though it's the beginning of a Parsha, so Achleim, you have to say the quiet Parsha Kamaisa, the Chsev Le'emun, it's going on the first Parsha that's before that, where it says, Ve'ivoi B'yasu Malacha B'Veitz Hashem Alekehem, that they came and they did the work of God in the house of Hashem their God. Kleima, in other words, Ve'yim Esim Abel HaChadish B'Shish, the 24th of the month, in the 6th month, that on that day they started to chisel away the stones and to chop up the wood. And that's what the next pasuk contains. In the 7th month, on the 21st of the month, there was the word of God to strengthen them and to try to get them to be diligent on the work of the Beis HaMikdash. The next says, at the beginning of the Gemara, but not Lashon HaBa. At that same time, in the next year, Ola Ezra Mibavel, Ezra came up from Babel, Galusa Imai, with the exiles with him. Where this tradition is the Hachimucha Kray, actually the Psukim are obvious like this. Ketachsuk says in Ezra Perek Vav, the Shetaya Beis Adon, Liar Chad, they finished this Beis Amigdash in the month of Adar, except that Sreyan said afterwards, the Abdechon Rekz Abayis, they made an inauguration of the Beis Amigdash, Akar, of the Pesach, and the Karban Pesach. Now, the Imen Nisim and Nin, and everything you come from Nisim, Gishon, the Pesach, Rechon, the Shavis. Then that means Pesach, which is Nisim, that was the 7th year. Afterwards, Achim Bamei left these words, Lamachas Atashas, the big seven, and says, who Ezra, Olam Babel, Ezra came from Babel, Xibin said, the Yubi Shlam Chedish Chamishi, came to Shlam in the 5th month, Hishnas, Shavis, Lamachas, the 7th year of the king. Xibin says, Be'echel Chedish Rishon, in the first month, who Yasid Hamal Mabavel, is this foundation that came from Babel. In other words, in the first of Nisan, was the beginning when he came from Babel, until he came in the first of the 5th month. Now, from these Psukim, that after he explains that they really become Pesach in the 15th of Nisan, and that Nisan afterwards, that was after the building of Beis HaMikdash, it comes out that you can't say that Ezra came up in the first of Nisan in the year of the building of Beis HaMikdash. Because behind the Beis HaZman, Lashon HaBo, it says in that time of the building of Beis HaMikdash, but the next year, and which is Mesamech LaAdar Hayu, which was near Adar. And that's the Gemara is asking, the Imen Nisan Meninan, if you can't have Nisan, Al-Kor Chayu Shana Shemin, it would be the 8th year. Because the first Nisan was in the 7th year, and the second Nisan, when Ezra came up, was the 8th year. So obviously we come from Tishrei, and the first Nisan was the 6th year, and the second Nisan was in the 7th year. Tinnik says, Masl, that begins with Zigmar, who Kairish, with the Yavish, with Tachshasta, it's all the same personality. Tyson says, Shlashim Ksub Machad Kra, that a proof of this is, because you have all three written in the same Pasik, Le'el Mikra, we have the Vishetzaya Beis Adana, where it says that they finished Beis HaMikdash, Nochik Sibin, it says, Vishavi Yehudai, and the Jewish captives, Matzalchen, they were building and they were successful. But the Buz Chagi, in the prophecy of Chagi and Nevi'ah, with Chagi Ba'idoi, Ubanu Vishachlalu, they built and they finished, Mentam Elaha Yisrael, from the command of the Jewish God, where that they commanded that this should happen. Until the third day of the month of Adar, which is the 6th year of the Yavish the king. So you see that all these three are mentioned here, and the same idea of the Kairish, Dar Yavish, and the Takshasta. And therefore that's like the Gemara brought that all three are the same. So next says Master begin with the Gemara Tachshasta. Why was it called that? Al Shem Achusay, because of his kingdom. Now the Af Kodesh Rishon says this. So Shnika at Tachshasta Kibishl El, like we explained before, the Vinas Koshnas, which we explained in the 20th year from him in the first Kodesh, Kamaikin was the same thing. There also, he had the same Atachshasta, which was because all kings, they would call this title of Atachshasta, and therefore he also had that same name of Atachshasta, Hashem Machusai, because of his kingdom.